The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally, and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. It's always been a struggle. Allowing individuals to have the freedom that is their God-given right, while at the same time maintaining the order necessary for a society to function, has always been the challenge to freedom-loving peoples. Maintaining the delicate balance between individual liberty and cultural order is what makes eternal vigilance the price of liberty, as Thomas Jefferson said. Our founders managed to achieve this balance when they wrote our Declaration of Independence and our original Constitution. They believed liberty, as it was taught in the Bible, was what they were to secure with the writing of our founding documents, from private ownership of property to the limiting of governmental power. They got their ideas from the Bible. Indeed, in their writings, fully one-third of the time, when they quoted any other source, they quoted from the Bible. They believed the passages that spoke of liberty, such as 2 Corinthians 3:17, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." They often quoted Galatians 5:1, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free." On the Liberty Bell, they actually inscribed a Bible verse about liberty, Leviticus 25:10, which says, "Proclaim liberty throughout the land to all the inhabitants thereof." To them, liberty was the balance. Their concept of liberty was freedom within boundaries, like a river which flows within its banks and provides life-giving water for all. Our founders obviously believed the Bible was the source of these concepts of liberty. This is why they wanted religious liberty protected. They wrote the First Amendment to the Constitution to specifically spell out that religious freedom must be protected. However, they were convinced that only genuine Christianity could maintain liberty. This was why the wording of the First Amendment said, quote, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof." They didn't want a government interpretation of the Bible that would surely come if the government was ever allowed to create a national church. Therefore, they forbid government interference into the church's main activities of worship and evangelism. The idea that Christianity has no place in the realm of government is a Johnny-come-lately idea. All through the 1800s, the founders' position was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court and by lower courts. One example is the writing of Thomas Cooley, Chief Justice of Michigan's Supreme Court and President of the American Bar Association. He stated in 1898, quote, "It was never intended by the Constitution that the government should be prohibited from recognizing religion, or that religious worship should never be provided for in cases where proper recognition of divine providence in the working of government might seem to require it." The Christian religion, he said, was always recognized in the administration of the common law of the land. The fundamental principles of that religion must continue to be recognized in the same cases and to the same extent as formerly. End quote. Are you teaching your children that the Christian religion is the basis of religious liberty to government? Do you yourself understand this concept? If you don't, how can the liberty of your children be preserved? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and our American Heritage seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.